Well, hello. Yes, it's time for another A Day at the Beach podcast. Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood. This is number 80, and it's been about a month since I recorded number 79. But I've got a ton of great excuses for you, and I'll get into that a little later in the show. So I'm going to start off with a brand new CD. And when I say brand new, let's say in the last 3 or 4 or 5 months, okay? For sake of argument, let's just say it's been out for a little while, but not very long, okay? It's Martin Cilia from Australia, also a member of the Atlantics. And he's putting out several solo CDs. This one is called Going to Kalapony. I guess Kalapony being Hawaiian for California. And I'm going to play a song called Waves of Thunder. A Day at the Beach, number 80. Can you believe it? I'm finally getting around to it. We'll be right back. little chum action for you from the CD Fighting Words. That was Riff Zone. West Coast Surfer League did Point Zero before that. The little EP is called Moments of Truth. Ghost Tsunami is a band that put out a CD called New Wave Order just recently. I'd say within the past maybe by the after the first of the year. The song we heard was Mermaids versus Sasquatch. And the show started with Martin Cilia doing Waves of Thunder from Going to Kalaponi. Well, before I get into all the excuses why I haven't done the show lately, let me tell you that I have yet another copy of the Reverb Junkies DVD. And I'm just going to give it out to the first person who sends me an email or a message somewhere. You can contact me several different places, and I'm not going to name them all off now, but I see you're the first one. I'll throw it in the mail to you wherever you are. Let's see, where have the other ones gone? One went to, I think, Ohio, and the other one went to Australia. Wherever in the world you are, if you're the first to let me know you want the DVD. It's a very cool documentary about the surf music scene here in Southern California. And I'm actually have a few seconds in the movie, so check it out, okay? Reverb Junkies, Steve Segrin put it together. He spent several years putting it together, and it turned out pretty cool. So give it a look, And if you haven't had a chance to it, check out the trailer on YouTube. And even better yet, go to his website and purchase it for yourself. It makes a great graduation gift and a great gift for dads, okay? I know there's always some kind of catch for the marketing crowd, isn't there? But anyway, that's Reverb Junkies, so check it out, okay? Another brand new CD, this time a brand new band, as far as I know, Kill Baby Kill. Is the Deep Eddy Records recording artist. They put out a CD called Corridor X, and the song we're hearing is Occupation of the Body Snatchers. This is A Day at the Beach, number 80, here with Clint Beachwood. We'll be right back. right. There's a band called the Volcanics, V-O-L-C-A-N-I-K-S, Volcanics. They come out of Australia, and they sent me that demo song called Pumpin' at the Pines. Crazy Aces before that smooth, mellow song called The Last Song from their debut CD called Greatest Hits Volume 2. Low Straitjackets song, a different version of the song off their Jet Set CD. The song is Walking Down 3rd Street. This is a dub version I got off the Yep Rock website. The Eight Men before that from 7 Plus Inches of Love, we heard Crunch and Kill Baby Kill Did Occupation of the Body Snatchers. Basically, the reason I haven't done this podcast for a while, I went on vacation for a week out of the country, which was just a wonderful, wonderful time. The next week, I stayed at home, did some work around the house, was not motivated to do much of anything at all. And let's see what else. And then after that, I've just been getting involved in college, men's college volleyball, which I just absolutely love. And went up to LA a few times, to UCLA, to watch the championship and the semifinals of the NCAA championships. And then the National Hockey League is in its playoff season, and I'm a huge LA Kings fan. And those are just some of my excuses, okay? And I could go on, of course, but I won't. I'll leave it at that. But let's play some more music. This is a band out of Russia called The Spoilers. They've been around for a long time. I think they are still around, but I haven't seen a CD from them in a long time. So check this out, though. This is a song called Europe, and it's a nice little number, about 3 minutes long. This is A Day at the Beach. Haven't played Tiki Tiki Bamboos for a while. A band out of Germany with a Japanese guitarist and bass player. And we just heard the song Ananori from their Where is Your Secret Spot CD. Probably about 8 years old there. And they actually toured the West Coast here about that long ago. They put on a kind of a fun little show there, I thought, there at the old Whistle Stop there in South Park area of San Diego. Anyway, Ananori, that's what I said. Tiki Tiki Bamboo is the name of the band. They are no more. Rest in peace, Tiki Tiki Bamboos. The Urban Surf Kings before that with a song called Flashing Eyes. That is a free download from the Reverb Ranch website. Rev Hank puts up a free download every month on the old Reverb Ranch site, and you go there and you can get a free song, and that's where that song came from. Flashing Eyes by the Urban Surf Kings. Let's see, who else? Spoilers out of Russia did a song called Europe. The Volcanics out of Australia did Pumpin' at the Pines. And Crazy Aces, that smooth, mellow song called The Last Song off their Greatest Hits Volume 2 CD. I'm thinking about doing a all-vocal podcast. What do you think? There's a lot of surf songs out there with a few lyrics in them. I'm debating to throw some of those on there. I know I'd like the Insect Surfers on their first or second CD. Well, that's not true because they go way back. But I know Insect Surfers had a couple little songs there that have some lyrics on it. And when I was listening to the Tiki Tiki Bamboo song, CD, I noticed that has some very cool vocal songs on it as well. So I don't know. Maybe next 81 I might do an all-vocal break with tradition and do all vocals. I give it a thought. If you have any out there that you think might fit the podcast, let me know, okay? And also, I still do the radio show over there at KCR Radio, San Diego State's college radio station. KCRlive.com is where you can listen to it. I'm on every Thursday, West Coast time here, from 3 to 5 p.m. And I play a lot of covers, play a lot of traditional stuff on the second hour. And a lot of things that I don't play here, songs that I don't feel comfortable, like Dick Dale. Dick Dale has not given me the okay to play his songs. He just doesn't return my email, so I'm assuming that's a no, and I'm not going to play his songs until he says, yeah, Clint, go ahead, play my songs. Expose myself to the public, if you know what I mean. Don't take it that way. Anyway, let's get into some more music here. Another mellow song here, and if you want a mellow help you fall asleep CD, Jim Thomas of the Mermen put out a solo CD called Blues of Elsewhere, and it is just an incredible CD in my opinion. It is, well, here's a track from it. It's called Islands, and it's pretty cool stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Ben Rogers, another band out of Australia, by the way. That's I guess that's just the second on the show. But anyway, Ben Rogers, Instrumental Asylum is the name of the band, and Instrumentally Disturbed is the name of the CD, and the song was Lost in D Minor. I'm so organized here, it's just pitiful, you know? Before that, we heard Merrill Fankhauser doing Shadow People from his Area 51 CD. Area 51 Suite, let me get that straight. And in my opinion, I mean, Merrill's been making music for a long time, and I think this is his best stuff that I've heard. I really, really like this CD. I know Merrill's been all over the place with his music over the past 50 years, but anyway, check it out, Area 51 Suite. The Galaxians did Soul Program. The CD is entitled Time Crash Robot. Tikiaki Orchestra did Hawaii Nocturne from their Aloha Baby CD. That was by request. I had a guy call me up and ask to play some Tikiaki Orchestra. That goes to Paulo Alexandra Lobo Liero from Portugal. Sorry for butchering your name, Paulo. And anyway, Tikiaki Orchestra. Jim Thomas there with Islands off his Blues of Elsewhere CD. Again, just an incredible, mellow, beautiful CD. Going to wrap things up with the Aloha Screwdriver Band. They come from the Bay Area, and the CD is The Haunted Planet. I'm going to play... I hate it when bands don't number their CDs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Doom Buggy Hell Ride is the name of this. Of the song that's wrapping up this podcast number 80. Once again, did I thank Rick Wilkinson for providing the website and the web space and the programming necessary to bring this podcast to you? Go to rickshawrecords.com, check out his website, look at the microphones that you can build yourself, save tons of money if you need a microphone. And thanks to you once again, Rick Wilkinson, for the graciousness of letting me... use your website to host these podcasts. I'll be back earlier. I promise it will not be a month before 81 comes out, but we will get this podcast over with by playing Aloha Screwdriver. That's right. Doom Buggy Hill Ride. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.